This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 20, Number 2, April 2019. The title of this article is Blending Crowd Voting in Modern E-Learning Environments. The authors of this article are Marija Militi of DXC Technology Enterprise Services, Serbia, Belgrade, and Dusan Bera, Tamara Namavic, Zorica Bogdanovic, and Bozita Radankovic of the Department for E-Business, Faculty of Organizational Sciences, University of Belgrade, Serbia. Abstract. Given that the most students spend considerable time on social networks, many educational institutions use this habit as a basis for educational purposes. Increasing students' active participation in learning activities is one of the main goals of education. The purpose of this research was to investigate to what extent crowd voting techniques can increase students' participation and interest in the e-learning process. Additionally, we set out to explore social networks as a medium for crowd voting, contests, and collaboration among students. The research participants included 131 students in the information technologies area of the Faculty of Organizational Sciences, University of Belgrade, who participated in contest related to their 3D modeling projects. Voting was performed via Facebook. The students voted for particular projects primarily based on the quality of the project itself. Additionally, the competition was an incentive for students to prove themselves to colleagues, but also to provide an opportunity for teamwork, additional engagement, and acquisition of new skills and knowledge. The research results indicate a generally positive attitude among students towards the competition and rewards. Keywords: crowd voting, social networks, e-education, crowd wisdom, crowd learning. Introduction. Crowdsourcing is an emerging concept that involves user participation in problem solving. This term implies the process of collecting opinions, ideas, services, or content from a particular group of individuals, usually via an online community. It includes a wide range of internet activities, with crowd voting included as one of the crowdsourcing categories. Crowd voting is usually used to assess the prominent ideas of the crowd. Educators and researchers are continually trying to find new ways to increase student interaction and participation in educational activities. Social networks and other modern technologies have become pervasive among youth, and they also allow individuals to contribute to decision-making processes simply by voting. In recent years, the use of social networks has also become popular for stimulating critical thinking skills, collaboration, and knowledge construction. In this paper, we investigate whether harnessing crowd voting techniques and social networks can have a positive impact on the results of student learning and interaction. Further, we set to explore social networks as a medium for crowd voting, contests, and collaboration among students. Using crowd voting techniques within courses should help teachers improve many aspects of their teaching. Theoretical background. Crowd voting in education. As James Suraiki stated, crowdsourcing is a combination of crowd and outsourcing that collects the wisdom of crowds, which refers to the superiority of groups over individuals in predicting public opinion. There are several existing crowdsourcing applications and communities used as online education support tools. Since they allow web-enabled tools to produce online learning materials, crowd voting is a crowdsourcing method for collecting ideas, opinions, and concepts in an intelligent, accurate, and cost-effective way. Crowd voting increases community participation and awareness of the importance of business decisions. When it comes to security and privacy issues, it should be mentioned that crowd voting systems have certain problems and constraints in terms of misuse, hacking, lobbying, social engineering, and so on. Given that users post information about themselves on a crowdsourcing platform, the data they post is no longer under their control and it can easily become public. As crowdsourcing becomes more popular, the phenomenon of crowd attacking becomes more frequent. Despite the issues and constraints when harnessed crowd voting in an educational context, The role of crowd voting activities in both our educational system and specific approach studied here was to encourage students to be engaged and more interested in course content. Crowd voting is applicable in education in that it enables students to evaluate their colleagues' projects and thus encourage participation in the educational process. Al-Jumaili, Hussein, Al-Ghamdi, Dobbins, and Lund stated that crowd voting techniques can effectively be applied to technology-enhanced learning since it can help collect the crowd's view on a certain subject. Wang and Kanuthia stated the four characteristics of technology-enhanced learning environments: motivation, learning enrichment, learning implementation, and learning assessment and evaluation. Therefore, we can conclude that crowd voting techniques can be applied to learning purposes through discussions, group projects, feedback, and so on. As well, we should not ignore the influence of peer learning on students' performance, like development of social and leadership skills, and high attendance rates. This also includes peer assessment, which can be both formal and informal. Barker and Bennett described the process of evaluating projects by using an electronic voting system. Voters evaluated the quality of the websites made by their fellow students, as well as the quality of the applications within the websites. The research results showed that the voting process was objective and was not based on acquaintance with the candidate. The Utah Valley University organized a competition with use of digital media that relied on the wisdom of the crowd, whose choice influenced the selection of the winner. The winners had the highest number of online votes, and the technologies they used during the competition included mobile and web applications, video games, 3D animation, film, special effects, and digital audio. As Kibble stated, rewards increase students' participation, so it is important to investigate whether the reward concept provides an incentive and has a positive impact on students' learning outcomes. Baranek stated that grades are the most common type of reward. Therefore, one of the research questions in this study deals with which type of prize would most encourage students to participate in the competition. Educational aspects of social networks. The information availability makes individuals feel dependent on social networks, and accordingly, reduces their interest in and focus on studies. Also, some authors consider social networks a source of psychological distress, lower quality of life, and reduced subjective well-being. On the other hand, several studies have proved that many students use social networks to discuss their classes, learning outside of school, and planning for college. The open nature of social networks, as well as their accessibility, efficiency, and ease of use, can help students' learning experiences. However, a few studies could not find scientific proof of a link between use of social networks and academic performance. Educational institutions should consider use of social media to support the creation of knowledge. There are numerous groups on social networks that are maintained by universities for the purpose of interacting with students and contributing to their persistence and motivation to study. Cost, accessibility, and flexibility are the advantages for students and educational institutions to engage in online learning. Authors like Junko, Heberger, and Logan and Hung and Yuan stated that social networks have a positive influence on students' grades. Positive aspects of using social networks for educational purposes are: better communication and quick information sharing, creating and maintaining connections, focus on technology for educational and business purposes, getting instant feedback from friends and family. Misipu investigated the translation system improvement process of both open and closed social networks, where the user translators voted for appropriate or inappropriate translations. Tran Muller and Sheik emphasized that social networks also allow the users to give their opinion using the voting system. Since the participants in this research voted via Facebook, we examined whether social networks are a suitable channel for implementing crowd voting techniques and the benefits of such channels. Research questions. Based on the analyzed literature, the main research questions set during this study are: RQ1, does crowd voting have a positive impact on the students' participation in educational activities? RQ2, are social networks suitable channel for crowd voting implementation? RQ3, which factors influence the voting choice when it comes to students' projects? RQ4, does the reward concept provide an incentive and have a positive impact on students' learning outcomes? What type of reward motivates students the most? Methodology. Research design. Figure 1 shows the research methodology. As part of a course in the fourth year of undergraduate studies, at the Faculty of Organizational Sciences, University of Belgrade, students were tasked with creating a 3D model and animation. They worked in teams of three. After creating the projects, students uploaded them on the Moodle Learning Management System, which is used as an open and distance learning engine. After the projects were analyzed and evaluated by teachers, the best 10 projects were selected and published on the course's official Facebook page. Students could vote for one or more projects. The three projects with the highest number of votes were declared as winners. Depending on the ranking, winners got prizes. These prizes were additional points within the course that can help students to get a higher grade. Promotion and presentation of the animation on the e-business department website, or free participation in ELEB summer school and free printed e-business textbook. Instruments. A survey was conducted in order to examine student attitudes regarding crowd voting on the social network, as well as the concept of the competition and prizes. The survey was intended to examine whether the crowd voting process encouraged students to make creative projects or to promote their work. Since the voting was performed on Facebook, it is important to examine whether students voted based on acquaintance with the candidate or exclusively based on the quality of the project itself, as well as how the rewards influenced their interest to participate in the competition. Figure 1. Research methodology. The questionnaire created for this research consisted of three parts. The first part contained 13 yes-no questions. These questions examined the students' behavior related to the competition. The second part contained one half-open question related to the reason for which the respondent was encouraged to participate in the competition, and three open questions to examine students' opinions on the significance of winning the competition. Here, students could provide suggestions for future prizes and additional comments regarding the course. The third part of the survey contained 15 like-type questions for examining students' opinions on the competition and rewards. Table 1 provides an overview of the questions used within the questionnaire. Table 1. Measurement items included in questionnaire. In order to examine the consistency and reliability of a data set, the Cronbach's alpha measure was used. The values for research questions are Q1, RQ2, RQ3, and RQ4 are, respectively, 0.758, 0.818, 0.416, and 0.729. Given that Cronbach's alpha for RQ1 is 0.758, we can conclude that the reliability for this research question is respectable, as is RQ4. Reliability for RQ2 is very good. However, for RQ3, Cronbach's alpha cannot be appropriately used as the format of questions within RQ3 were mostly yes-no type. Participants. Participants in this research were undergraduate students in their fourth year at the Faculty of Organizational Sciences, University of Belgrade, with average grade during study 8.32. There were 131 students who participated in the survey. Results. Participation and attitude toward competition. The results show that almost all respondents were familiar with the competition. Most respondents created a project. Approximately 28.09% of respondents did not want to participate in the competition. A fairly high number of respondents viewed the selected projects posted on Facebook, and almost half of the total number participated in the voting process. Nearly half of the respondents said that their projects were selected for voting. The majority of the respondents found the competition interesting. A surprisingly small percentage of respondents were satisfied with the existing prizes. Most of them thought that the competition was an interesting way to encourage students to do the project and thus increase their participation in the educational process. However, there were also those who believed that determining the winner based on the number of votes collected on Facebook was not adequate, because in this way the quality of the project itself was neglected, and increases in the number of votes was affected by the candidate's self-marketing. Respondents' answers to the questions defined by the Likert type scale are shown in Table 2. According to the results, the students gave positive answers regarding encouraging both teamwork and acquiring new skills. In addition, the students did not agree that competition was useless. Table 2. Likert type questions related to participation and attitude toward competition. Incentives for participation and rewards types. The analysis found that the teamwork, acquiring new skills, and rewards, respectively, were the biggest incentives for respondents to participate in the competition. The category Other includes competitive spirit, grade, obligatory homework, and points. Figure 2. The incentives for participating in the competition. Figure 3 shows what winning this competition meant to the respondents. Most of them thought that winning in this competition was a kind of effort recognition. The category Other included personal satisfaction and socializing. The respondents were also asked to propose a reward which would most encourage them to participate in the competition. Grades and points were mostly proposed as rewards. Figure 3. The significance of winning the competition. Figure 4. Rewards proposals. Students' answers for RQ3 and RQ4 are shown in Table 3. The majority of students stated that they voted based on the quality and creativity of the project. The prizes were appropriate and motivating for the students. The ELEB Summer School Courses prize was considered the most beneficial. Table 3. Lycra type questions related to incentives for participation and rewards types. Correlation analysis. Correlation analysis identified the links between individual questions, with the goal of determining how consistent the respondents were in their evaluation of prizes and competition. The analysis found that the highest correlations were observed between the following indicators. 68% between questions. I consider these competitions as desirable and interesting, and I think that the rewards are appropriate and motivating. 61% between questions. I think that the candidates were encouraged by teamwork, and I think that the candidates were encouraged by additional engagement and acquiring new skills. 55% between questions. I think the competition is interesting and motivating, and I think the rewards are appropriate and motivating. 54% between the questions. I think the rewards are appropriate and motivating, and I think that the candidates were encouraged by the prizes. All of these correlations are statistically significant. The data were analyzed by using the IBM SPSS tool. In order to determine the consistency of the answers from respondents who participated in the competition, we examined whether they considered that the candidates were encouraged by the rewards, teamwork, or by additional engagement and acquiring new skills. Also, among the respondents who did not want to participate in the competition, it was important to investigate whether they believed that the competition was useless. During this analysis, the authors of this paper had to take into account the opinions from the respondents who voted for projects based on their quality and creativity and who thought that the best projects had won. It was also important to investigate whether the respondents who participated in the voting process considered that the competition was interesting or useless. Therefore, we created 16 variables for determining the consistency in the respondents' answers. In order to determine the relationships between individual variables, a statistical method of cross-tabulation was used, and it was performed by using the chi-test. Table 4 shows the naming conventions for the individual variables. Table 4. Results of the Pearson's chi-squared coefficient for examined variables. Since the value of Pearson's chi coefficient is 1.706 for the 5% significance level, and p-level for the first combination of questions is 0.790, we can conclude that there is no relationship between the variables we have chosen. In other words, there are no statistically significant differences in the answers between the students who participated in the competition and those who did not, in relation to their opinion regarding the incentive of the prizes to the candidates. Table 4 indicates that there is a statistically significant difference for just one of the examined combinations of questions because the Pearson's coefficient is 17.132 and the p-level is 0.002 for 5% significance, which means there is a relationship between the answers to the question "I think the best project has won" and "I voted based on quality and creativity of the project." Given the results of our analysis, we can conclude that the selected variables were independent of each other, except in one case. When we observe these selected combinations separately, we realize that there is no statistically significant difference between those who participated in the competition and those who did not, in relation to their opinions on candidates' incentive regarding prizes, teamwork, and additional engagement. Also, there is no difference in answers from the respondents who did not want to create the project and those who did, in relation to their opinions on the competition's uselessness. Finally, there is no statistically significant difference between the respondents who voted and those who did not, in relation to their opinion on the competition as interesting or as useless. Discussion and conclusions. Impact of crowd voting on the students' participation. The crowd voting concept itself can have a positive impact on students' learning and on increasing their participation in educational activities. Conclusions from RQ1 testify to this by indicating that more than half of respondents participated in the project creation, and also mastered the use of advanced techniques in the field of 3D modeling and animation. As Al-Jumeili et al. Stated, crowd voting can help students improve their engagement as well as their learning skills, bearing in mind their learning style preference. The competition shows that teamwork, as well as additional engagement, have had a positive impact on students. Social networks as a crowd voting channel. As assumed, results confirm that crowd voting techniques can be successfully conducted via Facebook, in agreement with Misipu and Ton Muller and Sheik. Therefore, social networks have been showed as a suitable channel for voting. In this research, not only students, but also friends and family of candidates who had access to the Facebook account participated in the voting process. Factors that influence voting choice. There are pros and cons to using crowd voting principles on a social network. On the positive side is certainly easier accessibility and transparency. According to RQ3 and influencing factors on voting, the negative aspect is reflected in the fact that in some situations, project quality can be neglected and someone with better self-marketing can be declared a winner. However, the research has shown that the voters who thought the best project won were most probably those who voted based on the project's quality and creativity. It can be said that the acquaintance with the candidate in some cases is not crucial factor in voting process. Impact of rewards. It can be concluded that the competition itself encouraged many students to create a project. Rewards were also an incentive for students to do a better project and thus learn more. Although students highlighted free of charge participation in ELEB summer school courses the most desirable of the offered prizes, additional points were also a reward that provided students with an incentive to participate in the competition. According to RQ4, a majority of the respondents were satisfied with the provided prizes. Further, that additional points were the most desirable rewards among the students conforms to Baranek. However, there were those for whom further learning and recognition by colleagues were more important. Findings. This study examined two roles, the project creator and the voter. Project creators, under the influence of the prizes or some other internal urge, tried to create better and more creative projects by using advanced technologies. If their project was selected in the top 10 and published on the course Facebook page, they most likely promoted their project. On the other hand, there were voters who were most probably students who did not want or failed to participate in the competition. They are the ones who decide who will win the competition. Some of the terms from the analyzed literature highlighted in this paper are crowd voting techniques, social networks, peer assessment, reward influence. Given that the majority of students were familiar with the competition, and that very few of them did not create a project, it can be said that students were generally interested in participating in the competition. The results certainly point out the fact that the rewards were an incentive for students, as was assumed. However, teamwork has been singled out as the biggest incentive for our respondents. Based on this research, we can conclude that the concept of rewarding certainly has a positive impact on students and their additional engagement, and consequently on their learning results. As Kibble stated, although the prizes of this competition were of a prestigious character, it turned out that for most of the students, winning meant a recognition by their colleagues. The correlation analysis showed that the creativity and quality of the project were the most important in terms of voting for a particular candidate. In other words, the students who voted for the candidates based on acquaintance with them still considered that they voted based on the quality of the project. This shows that Barker and Bennett's assumption is correct. Students vote for candidates regardless of their acquaintance. Nevertheless, survey results indicate that the quality of the project was a key factor for voting as well for the respondents who did not know the candidates for whose projects they voted. A topic for some further research may be examining ways to overcome candidate self-promotion in order to make the quality of a project most prominent. The contribution of this research is in providing an overview of how crowd voting principles can be implemented in a social network environment for e-education purposes. The authors of this paper believe that the findings can be used as a framework for other education practitioners, in order to help them adjust learning methods to students' needs and habits. This paper describes an example of how educators can innovate by designing new interesting ways to encourage students to be more involved in such activities and also become more creative. As well, it calls attention to the importance of taking measures to ensure that more teaching activities account for students' opinions and let them participate in the decision-making process. Such approaches can certainly elicit a number of positive reactions from students as well as a greater sense of control. Bearing in mind that social networks are close to students and that they spend time following events on them, it seems logical to integrate teaching activities into social network structures. The primary aim of this research is to make an impact on practice and to provide educators with needed information regarding students' attitude towards crowd voting implementation in a competition context. This paper brings new value to e-education, as it encourages lecturers to increase students' participation in an acceptable way and thus positively influence the results of their learning. Our analysis indicates that for most respondents, recognition for their effort is very important, as it can be identified by proving themselves in front of their colleagues. Students should be allowed to express themselves in creative ways and in a familiar environment, such as the social network, and enabled to participate in the decision-making process, such as crowd voting. All these factors can help students improve their level of engagement as well as their learning skills. Table 5 provides a list of the main implications and practical recommendations for different interested parties in the educational process. Table 5. Implications for teachers, education practitioners, and students. Research has shown that in this case, the use of crowd voting techniques is possible and has potential but with certain limitations. The main limitation is that the research was conducted solely within the course of 3D modeling and animation. Thus, it is not possible to guarantee that these results are applicable to other educational contexts. Authors of this paper, however, believe that this kind of competition can be applied to other courses and environments as well. An additional limitation is self-marketing by some candidates, which resulted in them getting more likes from friends and family members than from peers. In fact, a method of preventing candidate self-marketing should be devised. In this way, the voting would have been exclusively based on the quality and creativity of the project. However, the focus of our research was on increasing student engagement, interest, and participation, not on constraints of crowd voting. The possibilities of using crowd voting sourcing in education are still on a low level and have to be fueled in future research. Further research should be conducted in order to explore topics such as social engineering, negative marketing, as well as motivation for voting and taking a part in the competition. Taking into account that crowd voting and other crowdsourcing techniques are rather a philosophy than a well-established concept, it is of great importance to investigate how to implement them in different contexts. Understanding all the challenges in implementation of crowd voting could be of great interest for both academia and practitioners in order to enhance students' motivation and participation, particularly within millennial generations. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. Goodbye.